Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That is completely accurate. Nelson. Anita Nelson is here with me. She is. We're here to talk gardening. Get it going. How's everything going over at Nelson Nursery?
It's busy, busy, busy. Lots of folks coming in, replacing plants in their garden, putting color in, planting vegetables.
Yes, yes.
And then getting their water lilies. We just got our water lilies in. They're 2 weeks behind, like everything is.
Right.
So the water lilies are here, and people are rushing in to get the water lilies. So,
does Katie know how lucky it is to have y'all?
Like, I think so.
You think Katie realizes it?
Yeah.
That's good. I hope they do. Because, you know, that time in New Orleans when we were talking and I was there and you're like, oh, go check in this place. And they were like, oh my gosh, you know them. They're so great. They helped us get going.
Uh-huh.
They're like, and this was like a really beautiful place too. They're like, they like owed it all to y'all, their existence. So Katie just, you know, it's got one of the nation's premier garden spots for water gardening. So that's so cool. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they are thankful.
And
for
they're
you guys.
Gone now. They retired.
No. Yeah, oh wow.
They retired.
That's so wild.
Yeah, and they sold their nursery and they sold the water garden portion of the business to another nursery in New Orleans, so people in New Orleans still can get their water lilies.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Because you know, can't have the people of New Orleans struggling.
Be without lilies, no.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
At all.
No.
And he still supplies the botanic gardens. If anybody ever goes to botanic gardens in New Orleans, he still maintains their water garden there at the Botanic Gardens.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
That
which he has
awesome.
Done for, I think, 40 years.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been to those Botanic Gardens in New Orleans.
It's a nice one. It's a small one, but sometimes those small ones are nicer because you can get to see everything.
Yeah. I love vacationing in New Orleans, but I wouldn't say it's a real COVID-friendly vacation because you see a lot of people. You're walking around a bunch.
Uh-huh.
It's fun to be with the people, you know, and so.
Yes.
Masking it up and social distancing. It's not, you know, give me a camping, you know, give me a camping trip, hiking trip for that, for this era.
Where are you going to New Orleans? I always go to the park, which is where the Botanic Garden is in the park.
Yeah.
They have a wonderful park and the zoo, and I never go to the French Quarter.
That's so funny because I've pretty much spent all my time in the French Quarter, not on Bourbon Street, but just in the rest of it.
Yeah.
Coffee, beignets, great food.
Yeah.
You're on your feet the whole time. Now I'll do always do go to the park.
Yeah.
So we'll get bikes and
do you wander around in the garden district?
Yeah.
Just looking at the houses. It's really nice just to walk around there.
You know, we have started to like Airbnb in that area.
Yes.
Because the St. Charles line.
Yes, on the trolley.
Yeah, it's so adorable and goes, you know, right in the quarter. So, or at least goes downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's fun.
Anyway, yeah. And, you know, there was always a youth ministry conference there back in the old days.
Yeah.
And so that was fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always in that part of town. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Very southern. I think they have a lot of the same problems we do.
They do. I think they are a little bit warmer. They're less, when the freezes come, they're not as severe.
Yeah.
Because you can tell they're just a tad more tropical than we are.
Yes, a tad more tropical. And they have consistent rain.
Yes, more consistent rain than we get.
And ours is.
But it's fun to go to see the plants that they can grow there that we can grow with a little bit more struggle that they seem to have no trouble whatsoever.
Right, right.
Yeah. It's fun.
That is fun. That is fun. But, you know, it's you don't see a lot of plums and peaches and apples there.
No, and we can do those here.
Yeah, we can. So, take that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I don't have plant envy when I go. It's all about a celebration.
Yes. I had a friend in California and, you know, I was saying, well, I can't grow this and I can't grow that. And she goes, well, you can grow gingers and I can't. So that's the way it is.
That's
and
not, yeah. That's
celebrate
great.
What we can do.
And, you know, and travel. I remember going to Oregon and being like, I don't know any of these plants.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these plants. Wow, this is great.
Yes.
So that was a lot of fun, too. So Anita Nelson is here, and we are here to answer your gardening questions. So 281-496-5711. Anita's got it memorized.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're the only garden pro that does, but, you know, it's like you really share the load in saying the number. Because we have to say it a lot.
You do, because even I can't remember it, because during the week I have to call into the show, and I can't remember the numbers.
Oh,
it's so weird.
That's hilarious. You just got to say it out loud, I guess.
Yeah.
But we want to hear from you. We want to help you out. We know you're out there gardening. We know you got questions, so give us a call, and we are here to help. we'll say the number one more time.
At 281-496-5711. Join us.
That's right. Join us.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, we're back. Want to talk about a great fertilizer that actually makes space fertile, and that's MicroLife. MicroLife's incredible. So you need if you haven't fertilized your lawn, or maybe you did it before the freeze, you got to get it out and fertilize it. I, since it's already March, would get after it with the MicroLife 64, the green bag, and then I would also just overspray everything with a liquid, the liquid called humic acid. And so what it's going to do, it's going to drive that fertilizer deeper. And because you're overspraying, you're actually going to get some on the leaves, and that's going to help the roots out. And so that's what I would do right now. So the MicroLife 624 in the green bag, and then follow that up with an overspray of the humic acid. That is going to really kickstart your lawn. You're going to have a fast recovery from that stuff. Anything else that's not doing good, any of your freeze-damaged plants, that's where the liquid fertilizers are so huge, because they work really, really quickly. They have one called Plant and Soil Energy. And, man, it's a go-to for recovery. So it's great for handling heat. It's great for handling this freeze damage. They recommend the Ocean Harvest liquid fertilizer, but I'm telling you, all of their liquids are going to be great for recovery. So I generally fertilize my lawn with their Brown Patch. It's a 513, but they have so many different microbes in it that you end up getting a lot more nitrogen in the body of the microbes. So it's kind of sneaky good for greening up a lawn. That's a MicroLife Brown Patch, and I just use that all year on my lawn after this first feeding. So plants crave, they need minerals. They got to have the beneficial microbes to continually feed them. And MicroLife is completely safe for all plants, all kids, and pets. So, Anita, you have any favorite MicroLifes you want to throw out there for the people?
I like the Ultimate. I use that constantly. And, nice. Of course, the green bag, too. But I use the Ultimate on my vegetables, except when you told me not to on the tomatoes when they start fruiting, because you don't want to... Too much nitrogen at that point. But, yes, that's the one I like. And I use it when I pot up all my plants. I use the Ultimate instead of the green bag. But then the green bag goes on my lawns and I scatter it in the flower beds everywhere.
It's so nice to have something they can use everywhere that won't burn anything.
Yes. And then I use the acidifier one on my blueberries and my hydrangeas.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, they have so many great products. They've got a great website, too, if you want to kind of check out their products and learn a lot more. That is microlifefertilizer.com. So good stuff, MicroLife. Big fan of what they're doing. They're doing a great job. So, okay. So Anita Nelson is here, and we want you to know there's lots of ways to connect. Got our Facebook pages. You guys are super active on Facebook, doing Facebook Lives.
Yeah, we do them just about every day.
I love that. Yeah. That's great. And, you know, we got ours weekly, too. We'll start doing a little bit more.
I enjoyed the one you did this last week. We had that young lady on talking on vegetables. She had a lot of really good information.
Yeah, Carol Burton from Urban Harvest. She's great. She's great. She's kind, knowledgeable. It's wonderful. Kind of like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so 281-496-5711 is live radio show, the way to connect to. We also love answering questions all the time, all throughout the week. And one way is via our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. So I got an email question for you, Anita. So
yes.
This is from Nicholas. And here it is. My front flower bed is being redone soon. You know, maybe some damage from the freeze. What plants are good for afternoon sun? Okay, so we know that's hot, and it's going to dry out a little bit quicker.
Yep.
And so he's thinking gardenias, plumerias, or azaleas for that afternoon sun. Are these good options?
No, no, and no. All of those are your east-facing morning sun plants.
Yeah, beautiful plants.
Yes,
but,
and perfect.
Yeah.
But obviously he wants flowering plants there. So Phyralis came to mind.
Okay.
Esperanza, which you can get in orange, red, and yellow. Lantana, which can grow into a shrub if you want to even get it that way, or get the trailing one. And maybe even roses.
Oh, yeah.
The drift roses. And like I would might plant a hedge of roses and then plant directly in front of it the white trailing lantana to highlight the red roses or the pink roses that you pick. I think that'd be pretty.
And if you did the red, then you could do a thyrallis behind them and have like a little curve.
Ooh, that'd be pretty.
The yellow, because the thyrallis has that, the leaves kind of have that copper.
Yeah. And it tends to be a more upright type of a shrub as well. So it's great for putting behind the roses.
So if you were to use roses like that, you want to get smaller roses.
Yeah, I'd get the drift roses or the knockouts. But I like drift a lot, too.
Yeah, I like drift, too. The knockouts kind of get a little leggy in Houston. Mm-hmm. The drift really are like a cloudy, fluffy ground cover almost.
And you'll see them a lot. They're used a lot in islands.
Yeah.
What I mean by islands is the islands between the roads. What do you call those?
Medians.
The medians. You'll see them in medians, and you'll notice they're blooming almost all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are the drift roses.
And a lot of those have snapped back pretty quick from the freeze, too. Just some other ones. I mean, these are really great. I'm thinking of front landscape ones. One that I think works really well is the kind of a grassier front. They're not flowering, but Gulf Muley has such a pink, beautiful flower. And so you could do a little section of that as kind of a break if you had a big space to fill.
Yeah, especially if you want to create a visual interest instead of a homogenous look. Both of them are fine.
No, sure.
But if you're looking for the more, a little bit of composition, then I would go, I'd break it up with the Gulf Muley or maybe even fountain grass, the purple one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, something that people don't think about very often is how boxwoods do not like it wet. And so, you know, west facing is really their best setting. And you want to get them pretty far away from the house because of the moisture on the house. So if you are, you know, other than plumeria, those are pretty standard landscape plants he had. So maybe boxwoods is something you put down there. But if it's drift roses or boxwoods for me, I'm going drift roses because they're less care. Mm-hmm. And less disease issues. So,
yeah.
We'll hope that's helped. We love talking plants. So if you got a plant question, lawn question,
call us at 281-496-5711. We're here to answer your questions and learn from you as well.
That's so true. Yeah, that's a great thought. Anita loves hearing your story. I do too. But Anita specifically loves, like, what's your story? What was your success? You know, how do you do?
So, I learn from stories.
Absolutely.
I really do. Customers come and tell us stories, and I'll go and try what they tell me to do. And they always have good suggestions.
Well, we are here for you. Mm-hmm. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi friends, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Rarely in life are we given the opportunity to do the right thing in this situation, joining the compost process, and get rewarded for it, right? A lot of times you do the right thing, and the reward is a, hey, way to go, good job. But with Moonshot Compost, you can actually join the composting process, reduce that impact in the landfill, send all your food waste to actually be composted into the great compost, and be rewarded with Nature's Way Resources. Pretty awesome stuff. So Moonshot Compost has a really cool service. They take away your food waste. They give you all the supplies. So the bucket, a smaller bucket for inside, they weigh it. And as you kind of stack up your food waste, you earn compost. It's pretty amazing stuff. And it's a great way for you to start composting without having to worry about the know-how, the space, the time that it takes, and, you know, and the mess. So pretty awesome stuff. Y'all know that I love compost, big fan of composting. And the more we can get good material to these great compost makers, and the more we can get great compost into people's houses, the better off gardeners are in the city. So don't spend your time composting, spend your time gardening. And that's where Moonshot Compost comes in. They offer drop-off, so you can like drop it off at a farmer's market or a park or something like that, and pickup services. They'll actually pick it up from your house. Pretty cool. And again, the best part, you earn excellent compost to use in your garden. I love that so much. Keeping critical, healthy nutrients in your neighborhood, reducing the food waste, and getting rewarded for it. It's awesome. So check out their website, startcomposting.com. Startcomposting.com. See how clean and easy composting can be. If you want to learn more information about the company, about, you know, their services and stuff like that, it's also at our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. But really cool stuff at Moonshot Compost. Really cool things happening. Composting is becoming so, like, you know, for the everyman, you know. Even if you have an apartment, something like that, it's like you can be part of it.
I actually met a woman on a plane one time. We got to talking about gardening. And she owned a home and composted and loved it. And then she moved into an apartment.
Yeah.
So she would sneak down at night with her kitchen garbage and compost it in around the the apartment complex.
That's so funny. She'd like dig a little hole and hide it in there.
Yes, she would.
Like a little squirrel.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Every once in a while, she'd see a pepper plant pop it up. She's like, that was me.
Yep, that was her. Yep. Uh-huh.
That's great. Good for her.
Yes.
So that's – she definitely, in that situation, could have used, you know, a company like Moonshot Compost.
She definitely would have liked that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So cool stuff there. That's awesome. You know, people that are gardening, it's like you can take the gardener out of the garden, but you can't take the gardening out of the gardener.
No, you can't. That lady sure proved it. Yes.
That's right. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. So I'm going to be at the SciFair Home and Garden Show all day today. So pretty excited. So I'll get to visit. I'll teach a class on lawns.
Uh-huh.
Very appropriate right now.
Yes.
Everybody will be asking me about their weeds.
Yes. So, all those spring weeds are popping up everywhere.
What's your take? What should people do?
Well, there's some I ignore. I ignore Poa.
Okay.
And maybe even Smartweed, because they'll just disappear on their own. They just go away as soon as it gets hot.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, you know, you can either hand pull them. Or I use Axe in my garden. I don't use any of the other ones. That's an organic weed killer.
Okay, not an Axe.
AXXE.
Okay,
you get it from Microlife.
I was thinking you made like an Axe. Yeah, you know, like you had an Axe and you were like chopping it down with a sideways.
No, you get it from Microlife.
Okay,
Microlife
cool.
Microlife carries it. Yeah. So and that's but you gotta stay on top of it. And then the Velcro weed.
Yeah.
I just pull that up. That's easy. And my horses love it.
Oh, nice.
And my neighbor has horses. I just bring it over to them.
There you go.
And they run over to the fence to get it from me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's edible for people, too, but it's, you know, the little spikes on it mean you have to steam it or whatever.
You would know that, wouldn't you?
I do know that. And, yeah, it's not bad. It is not bad. It tastes a lot like grass, surprisingly.
I don't really enjoy eating grass.
Maybe that's why the horses like it so much.
Probably.
So 281-496-5711. We're here to help. But again, I'll have that class.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be there answering garden
questions.
Where
is it? Tell your...
It's at the Berry Center.
Uh-huh.
Today and tomorrow at, you know, in SciFair. So
where is the Berry Center? Tell our audience. They need to meet you.
Gosh,
see you in
person.
It's
on Barker Cypress near West Road.
Uh-huh.
But you just Google Berry Center.
Berry Center.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'll have to do to drive up there, get it on the map app, right?
So,
Well, let's talk to Barbara. You're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, Danny and Anita. How are you?
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
I'm well, except I'm looking out at my sad, sad garden that's totally brown, and I'm concerned about my Ixoras. I cut them back, and they do not look like they're going to bloom, or they don't even have any green on them. What can I do? Help, help, help.
I'm pretty sure the Axoras are gone, or what do you think?
Yeah, generally you cut those back to the ground.
Yeah, but do you think they would have made it through this freeze? Because
I think the roots might have.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the ground really didn't freeze. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing too many signs of there being lawn damage anywhere. So that would be the hope, is that they come back from the roots.
Well, I was reading John Ferguson's newsletter, and they said a lot of plants are coming back that we didn't expect because we got the rains before and after the freeze. Mm. And yeah, if you look, I am seeing growth on like my Brunfelsias and my Plumerias, just tiny little bits of green coming at the base of the plant. Are you seeing that, Barbara, at the Axora?
No, that's why I'm concerned, because some of my other plants are showing green at the roots. My irises are coming back, but mm-hmm. the Axoras, I guess I shouldn't have complained when I called during the summer that they were getting too large. now I'm paying for that complaint, Danny. Yeah.
So, are you saying that this whole freeze was your fault?
Yes, I think
no,
so.
Well, no, Barbara.
I'm originally from Michigan, so maybe that's the problem. I don't know. So do I just stay patient and continue to hope and pray that they'll show some green or growth?
I honestly would cut them down to the ground and plant annuals in where they are, and maybe you know, give yourself some time without having to be patient, if that makes sense.
Okay, sure.
And so knowing that some of them are going to start coming back, and you don't want to replace all of them. And we had them all freeze at Herman Park, and they all came back. And
oh, so, that's good.
When was that? Okay. Was that this time around, or?
No, this was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 19 or 21 or something like that. It was pretty cold. I mean, they're a Hawaiian plant, right? Yeah. So they're like, or somewhere like Sri Lankan or some tropical island, right? Yeah. So they are not geared for the cold.
You know, I was thinking about Jatropha. I planted one in my yard, and it froze down. And then a couple of years later, it came up again. So who knows?
Yeah.
Right. And my I had called before the freeze about, and I never pronounce it correctly, bougainvillea.
You nailed it. That's exactly how you say it.
Oh, good. All right. Do I get a star for that, I hope?
Yeah, but we're going to have it. We're going to keep it here for you. So it's okay. Right. Barbara, star.
Okay. Gold, Danny. I want a gold star.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. But they are looking, as you had said before the freeze, you had said they don't like, they are okay with 50-degree weather, but not 15. So they are looking very hopeless. Do I just be patient with them as well?
I mean, they're another one that, you know, really they may come back pretty readily from lower down on the plant. The overall top of the plant is gone. It froze. Its cells were damaged too much. But down towards the ground, maybe at the ground, is where the life will come back from. Yep. So, but Dakota Rev would be a great thing to put down to kind of like give it some new growth, give it some oomph there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Love that. She's so great.
Yes, she is.
281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Here's your early watering warning. When deciduous trees bud out, they drink most of your soil's water. That's the time to get busy watering lawns and shrubs, helping you soak it all in. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. Call the show at 281-496-5711 with your questions. We're here to help you.
That is right, and we're here to kind of give gardeners advice. And one bit of advice is, if you are in Southeast Houston, Friendswood Hardware has kind of transitioned from a full-on hardware shop to a full-on gardening shop, really great news for you guys down there. If you're Pearland, Alvin, Webster, this is such a great place. And man, they made the switch because they're passionate about gardening. That's awesome. I love that so much. And they also have added a bunch of native plants, which is really cool. Gulf Coast native plants, the real deals, and you know, all the organic, literally all the organic products we recommended. It's really cool. So if you want your best yard, your best garden, and your Southeast Houston, man, Friendswood Hardware is the joint. Nature's Way, Landscaper's Pride, Microlife, Agrilon, they got Dakota Rev, they have the Monterey Lawn and Garden stuff, great garden tools, and they have a really cool kids gardening area. We saw that was really neat. Yeah, really neat to like actually like do a kids gardening space. I was like, wait, do y'all have birthday parties here? And they didn't, but I was like, oh man,
I have to check that out.
Yeah, my birthday's in November, and you know, I mean,
and you're a kid at heart.
Thanks for saying that. So if you again, if you're League City, Webster, Alvin, Pearland, Friendswood Hardware is, yeah, it's great news. This is just great news. Family owned since 1972. So plan a visit and head down there. They got the hammer as their sign, really cute sign. Friendswood-Hardware.com. Okay, Anita, you brought us back so well.
Thank you.
And now we're back, and we're going to talk to Clarice. Hey, Clarice.
Hi there. First time I've called in, so you're on my speakerphone in the car.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Okay. We can. We're glad you're here. Thanks for calling.
I've got some plumeria plants that I had potted, and I pulled them in. I didn't have them put them out before the freeze, and now I want to put them out. But I'm not sure they're alive or not. The tallest one is getting small leaves, but the other three, they have milk on the ends of their branches. So I don't know if they're dead or alive. And what I want to do is repot them and then bury the pots in the soil, just so, because I have them in my front yard and I don't want pots there. Well, how do I know if they're still alive?
You can, they're dead if those stems are all shriveled up, but if it's plump and firm feeling, then the plant's still alive. And the plumerias are tough as nails, so I think they're probably okay.
Okay. So what soil do I need to put in the pots? And is that something that I could do? Because, I mean, these plants have, I think I finally found the right spot, the right sunlight for them in my... around my house, they flourished on the north, on the south side. They just flourished last year.
I would use a really good, high-quality potting soil. And then a tip that I got from a friend of mine who grows a lot of plumerias, she always, and she literally just pours fish emulsion into the where she's going to plant them. She just plants them directly in the soil and then yanks them out of the ground every year. But she just pours fish emulsion in the hole, plants a plumeria, and she always has blooming lily plumerias every year. They like a high phosphorus fertilizer.
Okay, so she puts that in the soil before she plants them?
Yes, she just pours it in the hole. I mean, simple. I can see you can't see Danny's face, and she's just, Danny's cringing over here.
No,
but this
is
what she does, and it works.
It's more of like a face. So I will say, so their roots go dormant at the same time that their tops go dormant, and so the kind of put a bucket in the ground, bury the bucket. It sounds pretty complicated. Where maybe you don't need to, you just dig a hole. It's going to make a bowl anyway, right?
Yes.
And fill that with some loose, rich soil, good potting soil that you can pull it out of and plant it back in pretty easily.
Yeah, that's a lot easier than doing the potted thing. I've done the potted thing too. Just kept them in their pots, and I don't do that anymore. I just literally, like Danny says, yank them out of the ground and store them bare root and everything, and then plant them again each spring.
And it doesn't hurt the roots to pull them out, to yank them out of the ground?
Well, the word yank maybe is a little assertive. Carefully remove them from the soil.
Yes.
If your soil is loose enough, you can just pull them out by hand.
Yeah.
Like, you can tug them out. So.
Tug them. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, so can I use rose dirt, rose soil, or, I mean, because that's really lets it
drain.
The water drain, yeah.
Yeah, a rose soil is fine. Nature's Way has an incredible rose soil that I think that you would have a lot of success with. on that front. I'm thinking something even looser, like a compost peat, the one from Landscaper's Pride that's not actually peat moss, but pine, and it's real, real loose. The roots are going to be able to grow there easily, and their potting soil is good too. So a lot of good options. A lot of good options. Rose soil, most rose soils are probably going to be a little bit heavy, but the Nature's Way is not as heavy.
Well, then what was the other thing you mentioned?
It's called Compost Peat. It's from Landscaper's Pride.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go with that. Compost Peat.
Yeah, just the name of the product.
Pride. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank y'all very, very much.
Hey, thank you. Good questions there. Plumeria, they are just so unique and so beautiful.
I love them.
I actually really like jewelry with their flowers because it's so like forever-y. It's like keeps on going. Fold over. Anyway, 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscaping lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev all-natural plant stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, this is Michael from Warren Southern Gardens and Warren's Kingwood Garden Center. Welcome to spring. We are fully stocked with some of the best merchandise we've had in some time, whether it be color, tropicals, shrubs and trees, indoor plants, great selection of new succulents that just arrived, hanging baskets, everything is ready for planting. Our shelves are full with organics from MicroLife, Espoma, Fox Farm, anything you need to build good, healthy soils for the future when you're planted. All your needs are right here. Visit one of our knowledgeable staff, and we have the answers and solutions for your gardening questions. Better yet, bring a sample, bring a picture, and our knowledgeable staff will solve the problem and select the best product for a solution. So if there's any ways that we can help you, remember us, Kingwood Garden Center, Warren Southern Gardens. Come on, we'll help you get planting. Happy gardening. Now back to Anita and Danny.
Here we are answering gardening questions. That's what we do. 281-496-5711. We have two people named Ron here on hold. So we're going to go to one of them. Ron, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. Listen a lot. First time caller. I was planting some sod around a juvenile oak tree that I have, and I noticed some bore holes. Almost looks like somebody drilled. And I looked it up, said something about boring bugs. Is there any kind of a topical treatment for that?
So I would love for you to send me a picture of that because there's a lot of different things it could be. And, I mean, it's the irony is that boring bugs can be very exciting. And so that is one thing going on here is, you know, get it, boring, exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I focus on the joke too much. More often, we see sapsucker damage on nursery trees like oaks. Uh-huh. Where there were bugs on it, and birds did a little pecking, kind of like a woodpecker, but they don't go quite as deep.
Yeah, and they're like perfectly round holes.
Yeah,
like a eighth of an inch drill bit, kind of like.
Yeah, so I really just go to homeshowgardenpros.com. There's the Ask a Pro button, and you'll be able to send me a picture. And because if it's sapsucker, it's just kind of damage that's there. If you have something that's boring, we want to deal with that.
Okay.
But my inclination is you probably don't. oaks aren't really known to have a borer problem. So.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I'll send it to y'all.
Thank you so much. That is sometimes, you know, the visual is the best way to go about that, because it's like we can't, you know, if we can't see it, we have to identify it. Okay, Ron, thanks so much for the call. Looking forward to that email, and I think we'll be able to get you some help right away. That was Ron, and now we're going to talk to Ron. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, morning, guys.
It'd have been cool. Yeah, it'd have been cool if before Ron and Ron called, we had a do call, and we could a do Ron.
That's cool. That would have been cool. Yes. My question is, I'm in the process of going to the either one of the stores to buy some plants, but every year I go to buy them around this time of the year, seem like they sells me the wrong one, and I need something for a lot of sun. The sun comes out about give and take 7:30 in the morning, and it stays on my side of my home till about 6 p.m. and I don't have anything to protect the flowers.
Sure. Yeah,
they
they
all start out beautiful. And then when the sun really started getting high, the temperature goes up, they all wither away.
Yeah. Yeah, that it sounds like you're dealing with plants on the south side of your house where actually will get all sun all year with very little respite. And then man, midday it's blazing. So the kind of plants you want are the kind of plants that are also best for the west side of the house that start with the blazing mid-afternoon sun. And we went through a few of those, and we'll just rehash some of those. Anita, what are some of the ones that you loved?
Yeah, we talked about the drift roses. We talked about Thyrallis, Esperanza. Yuccas come to mind, and they look really pretty. Lantanas. You can't kill a lantana. They will take the sun, the heat, everything. And I was also thinking, a good mulch on that side of the house also to keep that soil from getting super hot will also protect those plants as well as they're baking in that particular microclimate that you have in your yard.
And Ron, what kind of plants are you growing? Do you remember what plants it is that you've actually got going on that aren't making it?
I did azaleas.
Oh, yeah.
They started out real pretty, and then I looked at them and they was like withered away. I said, what happened?
Yeah, azaleas aren't going to be happy right there.
Yeah, those are like forest plants, sort of. They love being in relationship to a tree. Mm-hmm. So, awesome. Well, to me, a great kind of bet is using some of these. Our list from earlier, Thyrallis, which is a big shrub, lots of tiny yellow flowers, really cool leaves. Esperanza can be medium to large. There's yellow, orange, red. Lantana comes in all sizes and colors.
Oh, Duranta. Came to mind.
What are the ones you just call out the name, the orange, red, and yellow? I put those out last year.
Well, that's Esperanza, and these are a shrub that really love the heat. They're a native. Yeah. They can get kind of tree-y, but there are some miniature ones now.
Yes, and you can keep them pruned back.
I did the miniature ones, and they did well, and the freeze, I thought everything died out in the freeze, and then they just bloomed back up.
Yeah, that's what they do. The top, it's a native plant, right? And so they're kind of like most adapted to be able to handle that sort of stuff. And, you know, if you are going to do some Esperanza, it's really great to do some low-growing lantana and then maybe like a bank of grasses, like muley grass or something like that, that will give you some cool color but really give you a unique presence in the space.
Sounds good. And also, what you guys recommend for just flowers, beautiful flowers? Which ones?
Just about everything we suggested to you has flowers.
Okay, just, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, everything but the grasses, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the annuals, the vincas, all those love full sun. They do great. Zinnias, you can put those out in those beds every year for if you're looking to add some color to that side of your yard.
So stay away from the perennials. They're not going to last in the sun, right?
Perennials?
Just depends on which ones.
Yeah. I mean, the salvia is a perennial that can do in the sun. Yeah. Most of these are perennials. That just means that they last year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's a don't worry about that delineation.
Yeah.
You know, you're not worried about staying away from perennials.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are very knowledgeable. It's first time calling. I enjoy your show.
Well, thanks, Ron, for calling in. Yeah, it's three first-time callers in a row.
Yeah.
That's a special moment. Mm-hmm. Play the first-time caller chime. Bing, boom. All right, great. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson is here, and we're going to keep on talking gardening as we continue.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees. Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Monterey Lawn and Garden. Superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-496-5711.
The nice man is always right. That is our number. I want to talk a little bit about lawn stuff because, man, there are a lot of weeds out there, and I'm with Anita. We don't really want to mess too hard with them. A lot of them are going to go away, but crabgrass, basket grass, chickweed, clover, dollarweed, doveweed, these ones can do a little bit of competition, and if you don't have a huge patch and you're just dealing with some spots, you just knock it out with AgriLawn and, you know, go on with the rest of your year. AgriLawn is incredible. It actually kills the roots all the way down. You'll see results in days. It's very easy to apply. You wet the weed, then you sprinkle a little bit of this powder on, and it wipes them out. Totally safe for St. Augustine, common Bermuda. A lot of the lawn grass is totally safe for. And so it's pretty remarkable how easy it is. It's organic and it's safe for you, your trees. So it's a huge deal. A lot of people are killing their lawn weeds and also damaging their trees. Your tree is worth a ton. Your lawn sort of not. And so when it comes down to it, AgriLawn is phenomenal for protecting your trees and killing your weeds. Really cool stuff. Garden Pro Nurseries have it. You want to find out the nearest location to you, go to homeshowgardenpros.com. AgriLawn's website, a lot of cool information, really intriguing story, how they got this product going. But it's really good stuff. I mean, if you're getting a little crazy with the weeds, get some AgriLawn, sprinkle it on there. You will see results. AgriLawn.com, AgriLawn.com.
Welcome back. Do you have a gardening problem or a lawn problem? Give us a call at 281-496-5711. That's me, Anita Nelson, and Danny Milliken.
That is right, and we are going to talk with Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Danny and Anita. I was in the other room about 20 minutes ago when that lady called in regarding plumeria.
Yeah.
And I got one in the mail yesterday. I ordered one.
Ooh.
So what did you tell her to use to plant it with?
Yeah, great question. And you know, she's a kind of established primaria grower that had some large ones. So you got a little cutting, right?
Yes, right, a trunk,
6 inches, something like that.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we suggested dig a hole and put it with the Landscaper's Pride compost peat, or you can use the rose mix from Nature's Way. Just a loose soil, get those roots going. And then the tip from my friend is before you put the compost and all that in the hole, she just pours fish emulsion into the hole that she dug, and then you plant your cutting, and it'll take off and grow in no time at all.
And you one thing you want to do it as quick as you can.
Yes,
you want to kind of get it all ready as fast as possible, because we just want to keep the moisture in that cutting and then get the setting where the roots are going to grow. And one other thing is the roots will go dormant at the same time the top does. So when the top goes dormant, you can just kind of remove it from the ground and store it inside, you know, rinse off the soil and store it inside until next spring.
Okay.
That would be winter, winter, obviously.
Yeah, like so you just cut off the branches and so forth? Or?
No, just pull it out and rinse it off.
Tug it out.
Yes, carefully tug it out. Yank it.
Or dig it out. Yeah, dig it
yes.
out.
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't, you're not taking any soil in. That's why we say things like yank and tug is because you're literally just kind of removing it all. It's become bare root.
Yeah.
Like it's just the bare plant, kind of like it is now, but much bigger.
Yeah, you just have sticks in your garage through the winter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. All right, so Nature's Pride and rose soil and the fish emulsion.
Sort of. Landscaper's Pride.
Landscaper's Pride, yeah.
Yeah, they have a real loose soil product called Composted Peat.
Okay.
And then Nature's Way Resources has a great product called the Rose Mix. So if you're going in ground, those are two good options.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Bruce. It's you know, it's good to keep track of everything. Appreciate that call, Bruce. You know, love hearing from you. 281-496-5711. We got one more segment, and then it's over to Tom Tynan, who is at the Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show, which I'll be at also in a little while. So we'll be right back, and then we'll answer James' questions, and then we'll be kind of wrapped up.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. We have been talking this morning about gardening and what we can do to help you be a better gardener. One big way is to understand that gardening is part of nature. So John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources is here to help us kind of understand that. Hey, John.
Good morning, Danny.
And, John, we're going to talk a little bit about minerals. Today's mineral is sodium. So tell me all about sodium and how it helps plants and people.
Okay, a little bit of sodium is good. And sodium is one of these things where a little bit's good and a lot causes problems.
Oh, gosh.
I remember the old Morton Salt, you know, advertisement. They had a can of salt on a patio, and they use it as weed killers. So too much sodium is bad.
Right. Actual weed killer. Plant killer, really.
And one of the things is that the Gulf Coast soils, we have a lot of sodium in our soils. We're on the edge of sodium toxicity.
Oh, wow.
Sodium comes in on tropical storms like Hurricane Ike and Harvey and the winds. So we never want to use a product, you know, soil amendment or anything high in sodium.
Mm.
And that's why I don't use chicken manure or cow manure in my compost because they're both high sodium sources.
Gotcha.
We've already got a sodium problem. Well, the other thing that happens, sodium chemically is similar to potassium. So if you have a lot of sodium in there, your plants can't absorb potassium, particularly the cactus and succulents.
Oh, wow.
And I know you've talked about it before that, you know, the sodium causes hard pan, particularly in clay soils.
Absolutely.
And then it destroys too much salt. The reason we use lots of salt in canned goods, potted meat, jerky, because it kills microbes. And here we are trying, we need our microbes to have healthy soils.
So what are some things we can do to kind of like a lock in the sodium or kind of help a sodium abundance turn around?
Organic matter.
Okay, organic matter.
Many of the beneficial fungus can pull excess sodium out of the soil. Some of the fungus can form calcium oxalate crystals in our hyphae and bring the free calcium back to where it needs to be with magnesium to keep the soils loose and friable.
Gotcha.
Similarly for sodium. Nature's an amazing thing.
It really is. Nature loves balance, and it is always working to get there. So that is awesome. Great motivation. It makes me want to get out there and get some compost in my veggie bed. So thanks, John. You can learn more about Nature's Way Resources at naturewayresources.com.
All right, Danny. Well, y'all have a great one.
Thank you very much, John. Good to hear from you. We're going to quickly jump over to James. James, we don't have a lot of time, so crank your question through. Let's do this fast.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller. I listen to it almost every Saturday. I love the show. I learn a lot. I have a lot of beautiful plants as a result of listening to you all. So thanks for all you do for the public. I do have one question, and that is I put microlife on my yard about 5 days ago, and I want to know how long I have to wait until I put something on there that greens the grass.
What do you have in mind?
I'm not really sure.
So super seaweed will green up really quick, and you can do that ASAP. You don't have to wait at all. I don't think you really got to wait for anything. But
oh, okay,
the super
good.
Seaweed
just
spray.
Didn't want to burn the grass by over
yeah.
fertilizing.
No, so the MicroLife can't burn it because it's not a chemical based one. So salts are what burn grasses. So yeah, get some super seaweed and overspray with the sprayer, and you'll see a green up in a couple hours.
Literally
okay,
hours.
Okay, thank
that's
you
amazing.
So much.
Thank you, James.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And just a reminder to anybody else who may want to get a question in, we start the show at 7 a.m. And so we'd let you know.
Are you telling people to get up early on Saturday morning, Danny?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We love dishing out the gardening info. You guys are great. We're going to be at the Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show. And so if you got questions, come on up there, say hi. It's a fun time. We'll be perfectly COVID safe up there too. So that's good stuff. After this quick break, we're going to Tom Tynan, who I believe is at the Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show. Anita, great job.
Thank you. Join us today at Nelson Water Gardens.
Yeah.
Up until 6.
You guys will be selling plants.
Got lots
beautiful
of plants
pottery.
On the property.
Live fish.
Live fish.
It's like a vacation basically going over there.
I think so.
Me too. Mm-hmm. So thanks a lot. This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.